about
the ice is hard to walk on, and you slip and you catch yourself. This is a dangerous place, I.
Almost full.
How about if someone is waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with him, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you
in a little while.
And about another way of saying that? In just a minute.
In a minute.
How about, do you know you're on the right road but aren't sure the distance, you ask somebody how?
How far I am.
What if you're going to Atlanta, you say how?
How far we have from Atlanta?
If you pointed out something nearby to someone, to a close friend maybe,
mm-hmm.
You say,
there it is over there.
Or how about if you pointed out to Ronald, you say, hey Ronald,
look over there it is.
If you want to know how many times someone goes into town, you say, how?
How many times he goes into town?
Yeah, when you want to know.
I'll say how much time he was in town.
Well, how about how frequent he goes into town? You say how? How long?
Well, how frequent, yes, or how often.
Fine. If you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, you say, if you agree
I'm
with
not
him,
going to do that again.
Or if you
or
agree,
I would never vote for him again.
How about if he says, well, I'm not going to vote for this fellow, and you think it's a good idea, and you agree with him, and you tell him, well.
Well, I'm not going to vote for him?
Uh-huh. Also. How about, you might say, neither am I, or me neither. Which
oh, I'll say me neither.
How about the part of your head above your eyes, where you might put your hand when you're tired? What do you call that?
Your forehead.
Uh-huh. And you go to the barber, or a man goes to the barber and has him cut his
hair.
And also on his face, what do you call it?
His mustache.
And this?
Sideburn. Beard.
How about where the old time people used to keep their pencil?
Behind the ear.
Which year was that?
Oh God, that was years back. Years back.
If he was right-handed, which ear do you think he'd keep it on?
If I were right-handed, I'll keep it behind my right ear.
And if you were left-handed,
behind your left ear.
And if someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
And how about he got a chicken bone stuck in his
tooth, or teeth,
or further down,
and throat.
And you wear a tie around your
neck.
And does goozle mean just the Adam's apple, or the whole throat, or what?
The Adam apple.
How do you say that?
Adam apple.
And what is that word that I just...
Goozle?
You ever use that word?
Oh, yes.
You have the dentist look at your...
Tooth. A teeth.
And he says, which one would you say?
Teeth.
And he says he needs to fill that?
Teeth.
And the flesh around the teeth?
It's the gum.
And Dennis might say, you're taking pretty good care of your teeth, but you better pay more attention to your
gum.